4. I have 9 a.m. I'll call to order the Taney County Commission meeting. Are there any commission remarks? I will state that we have airport board appointments that we will be doing and a planning and zoning, so we'll have those both still open for application for at least another week. If there are no other remarks, I will move to our first order of business, which is approval of accounts payable.
I move to approve checks number 477082 through 477083, checks number 477085 through check number 477109, check number 477111 through checks number 477179, warrants 8443 through 8451. 3, journal entries and transfers.
So I had 109 on there when you made that motion, and then you came back to 179?
477111.
I'm not seeing 47111. My apologies.
I was picking up.
Okay, I didn't see that marked on mine. My apology. Yep.
That one?
Yep.
Okay.
I didn't mark it on mine.
Okay. Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve check number 477110.
Second. Have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Abstain.
And one abstention.
Do you want a motion to avoid check 477084?
Please, let's do that.
Move to void check number 477084.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next order of business, we have approval of payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have approval of previous meeting minutes. We have regular session minutes for August 5th, 2024.
Move to approve regular session minutes for August 5th, 2024.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Our next order of business is bid approval, single radius arch pipe. Let's back up here. The planning and zoning board appointments, we'll take no action this morning on that. We're going to keep that open for application for a little longer. Bid approval for single radius arch pipe RFB number 202408-562. With us this morning, we have our purchasing agent, Ms. Nikki Lawrence, and our road and bridge administrator, Mr. Devin Huff. Good morning.
Good morning. We're here on RFB 202408-562, single radius arch pipe. We had one bid come in from VBROC Sales and Services at $28,000. And that's for immediate delivery.
Do you guys have any questions?
No.
Move to award bid number 202408-562 to VBROC Sales and Services, LLC.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next, we have the City of Branson funding approval request, sewer collection system rehabilitation project.
Move to approve.
with this morning. We have Mr. Kendall Powell and John Suti. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Would you like me to read staff report, sir?
Please.
Thank you. Okay, this is for the funding agreement is for the sewer collection system rehabilitation project for the City of Branson. The City of Branson is requesting approval of the above referenced funding agreement. The amount being requested through this funding agreement is $340,669.25. This project will provide for the rehabilitation of approximately 4,800 lineal feet of gravity sewer mains using the cured-in-place pipe method. Existing customer connections will be sealed at the main as part of this process. Any sewer manholes in the lining project area that are being impacted by corrosion will also be sealed or replaced as necessary. This project will create a more reliable collection system and greatly reduce the risk of sewer backups and sanitary sewer overflows. The city is requesting that this funding agreement remain active until December 31st, 2024. The City of Branson's Board of Aldermen approved the funding agreement on July 23rd, 2024. Three copies of this funding agreement were sent to an attorney representing the County Commission, who has reviewed and approved each copy as to form. This request meets the criteria for approval under the sewer sales tax guidelines.
Okay. Was this put in our budget for this year?
Yes, this is one of the projects, Commissioner Williams, that we discussed earlier, last year during the budget process, and that Brad and I met with the commission and we discussed these again.
Do you guys have any other questions?
I don't. Along with this, we do have a letter from Keck and Phillips LLC approving the agreement dated August 6,
2024. No questions.
What's that?
No questions.
Yep.
Move to approve the intergovernmental funding agreement binding between Taney County and the City of Branson for a sewer collection system rehabilitation project construction phase.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Glad you guys are able to
continue.
Move on with it.
Our next order of business, we have our monthly budget report. With us this morning, we have our Taney County Auditor, Mr. David Clark. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Commissioner. I want to present the monthly budget report for the end of, or for July 2024. GCR, General County Fund, has a total of 15,891,805. The Road and Bridge CART Fund has $2,831,876. The Road and Bridge Trust Fund has $15,892,726. The Law Enforcement Tax Fund has $7,756,025. And the sewer fund has $15,878,864. The county at the end of July has a total of $67,827,145. Within that fund also includes the ARPA funds, which is considered as the Coronavirus Local Fiscal Recovery Funds, which is at $3,252,183. Does the commission have any questions on this?
On the $7,700,000 on the law enforcement, has the county taken any out? The expenses still being paid out of the GCR for all the employees and everything. Has anything been taken out?
Currently, the transfer of funds of to cover the expenses from GCR has not been moved over from the law enforcement to the general county fund. We normally calculate those at the end of the year of what was expended, and then do a transfer of those funds.
We'll do that at budget time so that it'll be an accurate
correct number. And go over the amounts that we are covering that are going to be moved from the law enforcement that will cover the expenses, the part expenses that GCR expends for the law enforcement, which includes the sheriff, the correctional, juvenile, and prosecutor.
Yeah. And we do that knowing that it will not cover all of it, but what it will afford.
Correct. It would be just a portion.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you, Commissioner.
Thank you, Mr. Clark. Next, we have our University of Missouri Extension update. Who's going to take the helm?
I think you probably both of us.
All right. Good morning. With us this morning, we have Mr. Jake Heffley and then
Shelby Yake.
Shelby Yake. Sir.
So what you just received, you have a couple of flyers for some upcoming classes that are in Taney County, and Jake will kind of mention those. And then the little booklet that you guys have, this is the results from a community health needs assessment survey that I've conducted. So it's not only specific to Taney County, it covers my whole 7-county region, which is Douglas, Howell, Ozark, Taney, Texas, Webster, and Wright counties. And so it was focused on health, obviously. And so these are all of the results from that survey, and you can see like maps and little graphs in there. And also my contact information is in there as well if you have any questions.
Yeah, and I'll just touch on the two flyers I gave you are just a couple upcoming events we have in the county, both being done by Kyle Lipper here, actually. First one's the Dry Cured Bacon Workshop, August 19th, and then September 6th, Kyle's putting on a barbecue class, which are very popular that he puts on all around the state. Also, just another upcoming event that we will be participating in, September 14th. The Cattlemen's Association is having an open house, so we're going to go set up a booth there and try to promote extension in the county. Hopefully we'll get a good showing for us and the Cattlemen's group. And then I'll just touch on a few sort of a little further in the future. We have a few regional events that sort of cover Taney County. The 19th, we have the Southwest Career Exploration Day at the Southwest Research Center in Mount Vernon. It's a big event where high school students from all over the region,
1,500,
lots of students come, and booths from a bunch of different specialists and, you know, different vendors. A lot of people come out, and it's for ag students, so it's all sort of an ag focus there. Be at that. Kyle and I will actually also be at that one together, demonstrating poultry processing, so that'll be interesting. Yeah.
Last year, it's kind of competitive, but
yeah.
It's not competitive. But last year they had a drone there, and every time that drone took off, every kid in the field looked at that drone.
Yeah.
So this year our value-added meats team said, no, we're picking it up. So we're doing home poultry processing. That'll keep their attention for 15 minutes.
We decided we had an upper game. I was between a probably 6-foot wide, spray drone, free hats from S&H Farm Supply, and then a fistulated cow, which is a cow with a hole cut in the side so you can reach in and stuff. So I obviously was the most boring. An ag business specialist, the most boring person there. But we'll be there November 7th. We just started planning our ag lender seminar, which will also be in Mount Vernon this year. But it's an annual event that the ag business group puts on for ag lenders in the area. And we'll go over livestock updates and outlooks, same for crops, input prices, and updates for and outlooks for that. And then also land values. So we'll just sort of give them, you know, for the upcoming year and outlook on all these different things that they look at when they're considering all their lending stuff. We'll also have some special topics. I think we're going to talk about, have somebody come from Columbia and talk about carbon credits, which I think is another sort of resurfacing topic that they'll be interested in. And then again in November, I don't have a date for this yet,